Babes Wardle Narrative Reel.
Lily Longtree only sees her favourite pony Rosie when she goes to visit her Aunt Alison and Uncle Michael. Once Rosie and Lily get together, they get into all kinds of scrapes and adventures and occasionally cause international incidents that involve having to be helicoptered across the Serbian border in the middle of the night when it is way past Lily's bedtime. One spring morning, when Lily was visiting on half-term holiday, she cleaned and groomed Rosie and off they went. It was a lovely day and they soon reached the river.
"I'm just going to pick some flowers, Rosie,"
called Lily, who climbed out of her saddle and skipped along the riverbank. Lily soon stumbled across three boys. They were rough looking, and two of them were drinking cans of cider, which Lily knew was very naughty.
"You got any fags on you?"
said one of the boys, who had terrible spots and a ring through his nose.
"What you got in your pocket?"
said the biggest boy. He stuck his hand quite uninvited into Lily's coat and pulled out her little purse. She started to cry.
"Oh no, we've made the little girl cry,"
said the third boy.
"Serves her right coming down here all..."
He didn't finish his sentence.
"What the f?"
said the biggest boy, when he too stopped speaking. Lily looked up. The boy was lying on the ground, with Rosie the pony standing on his chest, about to make the final killer blow.
"Rosie, stop that!"
Lily got to her feet and looked about. The boy with the spots was floundering on the other side of the river, clutching his ribs, and the third was in a tree, hanging limply from a branch.
"You know you shouldn't do that. Aunt Alison said you could get in trouble."
Rosie cast a look back around at her handiwork. Perhaps the local police might be paying Aunt Alison and Uncle Michael yet another visit. But then again, Rosie had recently helped uncover that massive drug smuggling operation, so the chief constable did owe her a favour. Rosie decided there were more important things to worry about. Leaving the river and the very rude boys behind them, Lily and Rosie trotted home for lunch.